in which Mr. Sherlock Holmes receives a plea for help from a young lady. During my many years of friendship with Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I recorded over 70 of the great detective's most baffling cases, none of which was more bizarre than the story behind the mysterious death of the country physician Dr. Grimesby Rylott. This was indeed a case to chill the blood. Dr. Rylott, a most unpleasant man, lived with his two stepdaughters in the village of Stoke Moran, a couple of hours' train journey from London. It was one of these young ladies who came to our lodgings at 221B Baker Street early one April morning to ask Mr. Holmes to investigate a family mystery that was causing her deep distress. "I can think of no one else to turn to but you, Mr. Holmes." Our visitor, who had been shown into the study by our housekeeper, began to speak the moment Holmes and I entered the room. She was obviously in such a state of agitation that she could not wait for any polite pleasantries or introductions. "Good morning, madam," said Holmes calmly. "My name is Sherlock Holmes, and this is my friend and associate, Dr. Watson. Would you like a hot drink? I can see that you are shivering." "It is not cold that makes me shiver," said the woman in a low voice. "It is fear, Mr. Holmes. It is terror." "Please take a seat," said the detective soothingly. "We will soon sort out what is distressing you. It is best if you begin at the beginning. Take your time." Holmes turned to his desk and, unlocking it, took out a small notebook. It was a few moments before the young woman spoke again. "I can stand the strain no longer. I will go mad if it continues. My name is Helen Stoner, and I live with my stepfather, Dr. Grimesby Rylott, in the village of Stoke Moran. I have heard of the place. Please continue." "The Rylotts were once a very rich family, but over the last century, because of gambling and bad investments, their fortune dwindled to almost nothing. My stepfather, when a young man, was trained as a doctor and emigrated to India, hoping to earn enough money to save the family mansion in Stoke Moran. Whilst in India, Dr. Rylott married my mother, a young widow who had been left a considerable sum of money by my father. My sister Julia and I were twins, and only 2 years old at the time of my mother's remarriage." Helen Stoner paused, expecting Holmes to question her on her story so far, but the great detective said nothing. This was the time for listening. Miss Stoner took in a deep breath of air and continued. "On the death of his father, Dr. Rylott brought us back to Stoke Moran to live in the ancestral home, which he managed to run using my mother's money. Shortly after our return to England, my dear mother was killed in a railway accident. She had bequeathed what was left of her money to my sister and I as a dowry when we married. Until that day, Dr. Rylott could only use the interest on my mother's inheritance." Holmes looked up for a moment, giving a slight glance in my direction. After a brief pause, Miss Stoner resumed her narrative. "A terrible change came over our stepfather about this time. He shut himself up in the house, and whenever he left his room, he engaged in violent quarrels with whoever crossed his path. He began to hit the servants, and Julia and I became afraid he would become violent towards us. People would run away whenever they saw him approach. He became the terror of the village. Shopkeepers refused to serve him, and other tradespeople refused to have anything to do with him. Our lives became a nightmare because of his violent temper. We did not know what had brought about this horrendous change in my stepfather, but he had become a monster." Sherlock Holmes had been leaning back in his chair with his eyes closed and his head sunk in a cushion. but he half opened his lids now and glanced across at his visitor. He did not speak immediately, and I sensed that he was weighing up carefully what to say to Miss Stoner, who was sitting bolt upright in her chair, staring vacantly across the room. "Where is your sister now?" he asked. "She's dead, Mr. Holmes." "She had become engaged to a gentleman who lived nearby. My stepfather offered no objections to her marriage. Her fiancé came from a good family. He was kind and understanding. He had prospects. But 2 weeks before the wedding, my dear sister was found dead in her bedroom. The bedroom door was locked from the inside. No one could have entered during the night. My stepfather had to break down the door to gain entry. What we found when we entered the room was a scene of sheer shock and horror. My sister was lying in bed as if asleep. But she was dead. On her pillow, I noticed two spots of blood, and on her neck, there were two punctures with a trickle of blood seeping out of each hole. Dr. Rylott dismissed these as mere insect bites. Her death was recorded as natural, but I believe she was murdered. Now, I am afraid for my own life. Please help me. I am desperate, Mr. Holmes, desperate.